What is up, best life seekers? You are listening to Dreamcatcher, the podcast with your host, Mark Rudd Larson. Mark believes that at one time or another, we have all had dreams. Dreams for the future and dreams of a better life. In this podcast, Mark will feature people who have gone after, fought for, and caught their dreams. Mark and his guests will share the tips and tools that they've used to create their best lives. So sit back, listen, and learn so you too can get started catching all your dreams and living your best life. Now here's your host, Mark Rudd Larson.
Hello, Mark Rudd Larson here for the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today is about gratitude. When you have gratitude, you attract miracles. And I think gratefulness, gratitude is one thing that we take for granted so much in the United States. I just think we do. I know I have in the past. You know, we're so grateful that we have running water, electricity. You know, not all of us in the United States have that, but a lot of us do, especially compared to some parts of the world. But because I know I talk to people in Africa and it's like they don't have anything. And you know what? They're so grateful. So, God and the universe has been showing Cheryl how much we had and to be grateful for what we have now. Because I don't know if probably some of you know what's going on with Cheryl and I since we got back from Italy last summer. I'm going to be very upfront. We actually went to Italy, and then after that, everything kind of went south. And everything we had basically, I mean, paying our bills and everything. I had FICO score in the 800s. And I think some of this I've told you before, but it all went away. We couldn't get money enough to pay our bills if it wasn't going to be happening. And it seemed like the harder we tried to have that occur, like we had always pretty much in our whole life, the further that it went away. And the good thing is, and I think I've told you this too, is I started having a relationship with God. And that has been a very, very good thing, because I don't think you get to know God unless you go through something like that. You know, an illness, having no money, you really do become more grateful because you know what you had. And you become so grateful that you had it, and you would do just about anything to get it back. And you become very grateful for everything, you know. And an example, today Cheryl and I have been still struggling. It just continues. We're leveling up or whatever you want to call it, but we're still struggling. And we didn't have enough. We had, you know, we're electric heat, so we had a pretty good sized electric bill. And it just got to the point where we couldn't pay it. And today they shut our power off. And that is a feeling that I will never forget. And I think that's good because it adds to my backstory. So I can relate with people who have had that done. And I'm just thankful that the power people were awesome, that we still needed to pay it today. And thankfully, my sister, who's on the road a lot, was home. And my loving sister, I mean, I need to give her so much. I mean, so much. We may not have gotten along very much when we were growing up. And I think she would attest to that. But I can tell you right now that she paid her bill. And that's why I'm doing this, because we have electricity back at our house. And very thankful, because yesterday we were almost at 80, and tonight we might have, you know, wind chills down to zero. So it might have gotten a little cold without the electricity. And I'm just so grateful that she was able to do that. And that's what it's all about, is family. And friends, family, and they're kind of one and the same. And I'm so thankful for that. And that's one thing, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, the people who know what's been going on, it's like, how are you doing that? How are you still functioning? And it's like, I don't see myself as having a choice. I guess I could have stopped doing what I was doing and just sold everything and moved on. But it's just like, I don't know if that really because my sister had a, and I had to talk about that. And she's like, no, you're not quitting. You're not selling the place or your house and not doing that. She basically said she'd come kick me in the butt. And it's like, you know, that's what she's there for, to help us. And I do appreciate that. But I could have stopped. I could have stopped doing these podcasts. I could have stopped doing all this. But the thing is, how many people would I not be talking to, or maybe inspiring, I hope, with these podcasts? I could have stopped the whole thing. I could have actually probably gone back to handyman that I did for over two decades. Awesome, but not really. I mean, it was my calling at the time. It's just not now. I have bigger hopes and dreams. And as this is a dream catcher, you got to go after those dreams, no matter what it takes. You can't stop. Sometimes you want to stop, let me tell you. You might be up all night, can't think or something. You just kind of think back to good times. And but in the long run, you have to know if you, for one thing, if you were given the dream, you have the ability to do it. Sometimes you wonder. It's just like, really? I was given this dream. How am I going to do that? And that's one thing I have. I just like, and everything happens the way it's supposed to, the way at the time it's supposed to. I have was given that back in 2018, and it's been a very good piece of advice and wisdom. So it's like, okay, there's got to be a solution here. I didn't know what it was, especially when they told me that they weren't turning the power on this morning unless I paid all, you know, all of it. And it was a big bill. And I thought, okay, so I've been given this challenge or this problem. How am I going to solve that? And thankfully, God helped me out, and my sister was around, and she was able to do it. So there's, I mean, sometimes we always wonder when we're having challenges, what is a solution? But you just cannot give up. Sometimes the solution is not easily found, but you got to take action. You know, you got to do something. And sometimes being quiet, not having anything around, and with no electricity, that's kind of easy to do. You have a lot of time to think. And thankfully, it wasn't very long that we had no power. And, but that's just one thing, this whole thing, with having no money. I mean, sometimes we weren't even able to buy, the food that we needed. We had, I had years ago bought this emergency food and, had never tried it out. And, we tried one company's, which was, terrible. And we would have starved to death if we'd had to use that ever as an emergency. At this other company, which thankfully we had bought the most of the emergency food, and it actually was pretty good. So that's how, going forward, how we got by on not having to buy much for groceries, because we had, I bought a lot of those containers. So we were able to do that, got very inventive. And the universe, God let us, and thankfully for the bank that has our mortgage, very understanding people. Very, very understanding. And I'm so blessed that there are the people who have a mortgage. More understanding about what was going on. Weren't able to pay for the insurance. So they put that, they took care of that. So there's just been so many blessings. That's another thing. It's really good because you don't know all the people there that are kind of got your back. And I don't even know what to say. I can't even say how honored, I guess I am, of all the people I have that are there out there to help. And I hope they all remember that if they need any help, I'm right there with them. I'm for them. So, but it is. And, you know, if this hadn't gone on, I wouldn't have known near as much as I do. I can tell you, I learned so much. And everybody's like, oh, that's interesting. It's like, I did. And I feel like I know a little bit more what people that are homeless are doing and on the street. I felt for them always a lot before this occurred, but I feel for them so much more. Being homeless is one of the least things that you have to deal with. I mean, you don't have anything. You know, we still had a home, but it's just like, how do you deal with anything when you don't even have a home as a basis to go forward trying to figure out these problems of not being able to, you know, get enough for food or places to bathe, or, I mean, there's so many more problems that I didn't have to deal with. And I think we dismiss this. You know, we kind of look down on people that are homeless. And I know I kind of used to, and now I feel for them. That's one thing that going forward, we got to do something about this. And I'm one, you know, and me included, because in this country, we should not have so many people that are homeless. I was watching, I can't remember her name from, she was, I think, senator. And she's like, oh, I know what it was. She was talking about, they said with the Russian, where he interviewed over there, Putin, I guess. And said that in the video, you know, there was no homeless. You know, the subways were clean and there was no homeless people on the street. And I go to a lot of cities anymore and haven't recently because of all this. But, you know, it was one thing when we went last May to New Orleans. Oh, my gosh. You had to walk around all the homeless people. And it's like, and San Diego, similar. Not quite as many, but it's just like, why do we not do something about that? Why do we, I guess it's become so, that's just the way it is. And we just kind of expect it. You know, we cannot continue that way, because you are like one paycheck away from being on the street or one, you know, one job. Because today's world, it isn't like where you worked for a company for the whole time and then got a pension and everything. You'll get your IRA, which is actually a very big joke, which will go about maybe a few months. And then what are you going to do then? And that's one thing, Cheryl, we were talking the other day, because we've had a lot of conversations with this whole thing we've been going through. And she's like, I just want to quit doing all we're doing with this moving forward with the podcast and everything else I've been working on. And she's cleaned houses for a lot of years, and she's been losing customers. Because retiring, you know, passing away, and she hasn't been replacing him. And that's one thing over the years, she always replaced him. But I told her, I said, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And I said, I believe the time and place for you to clean houses is ending. It needs to end anyway, because it's so hard on her body. But she wanted to quit the process we were doing. And I said, we can do that. But what does that get us? Because like most people in the United States, we have no retirement. Anything we had for retirement was taken with Cheryl's cancers. And then some. I mean, her cancer in 2015, 2016, her colon cancer took everything we had saved. And we still, I mean, it was a tremendous amount of debt. And that's one thing that's got to change too, is this Affordable Care Act. It's criminal. And I've said that many times. But all it does is you say you think you have insurance. You don't have insurance. You have whatever they decide they want to pay for, or they'll prove, or, you know, you can go to this place, or you can go to this doctor. And I'm not going to go any further than that, because that's negative and needs to be changed. And I got so many things we'll be working on, and I hope you'll join me on those things. So, but it's just like, we look down on the people that are struggling. You know, it's just like, well, they're lazy. You know, it's just like, just go get another job. It's just like, and some of these people are the hardest working people I've ever seen. I mean, some of these single moms have five jobs plus raising two or three kids, and that, you know, it can vary on that, but it's just like, they don't have anything except for being on all the time, and they can only do that so long. And yeah, I admire them for, you know, doing whatever it takes, but, and we're supposed to be, one of the best countries in the world. That should not be occurring. That should not. We should have, and I'm not for socialism. I'm definitely not for socialism, because it doesn't work. Because like Margaret Thatcher said, and if you don't know who she is, look her up. She said, eventually you run out of other people's money. That's why socialism doesn't work. If you think socialism works, look at California. Doesn't work. It definitely doesn't work. And that's why California will eventually implode. And it's already kind of started. And it's too bad, because I love California. And I love the few people I know that are still out there, which isn't many, because most of them have left. They can see the writing on the wall. And it's a sickness. It's disease. And to think that you're, I'm not going to go into socialism. It just doesn't work. I'm for everybody. Being out there, being responsible for their own actions and getting their job and doing that. But you have to have the jobs out there that can provide the incomes to buy a house, to rent a house. It's just like, so it's gotten to the point. I was seeing this chart the other day in 1985. Actually, incomes and where you could rent were basically where they should be in correlation. And since then, the price or the amount of money it takes to rent or buy has skyrocketed from the amount of income that people, average people make, and the average income in the United States. So what changed? We need to find out what changed. We also need to find out what changed on why we can have all this stuff made in China or other places in the world and bring it back to the United States and have it still cheaper. There's something that is not right with that scenario. And there's a lot of things we need to investigate. And we also need to investigate where all this money is going in the government. And because that money that they're losing, like the Pentagon, I don't know how many billions, you know how much money that could, how much good that could do for helping people? There's so many ways we could help people. Train them to today's world. You know, there are so many things that we can train. And we need to train people with today's things because AI, ChatGPT, is going to take a lot of jobs. So there's going to even be more homeless. So what we need to find places for these people to make an income. And like I said, you just can't pay them to do nothing. Socialism does not work. For one thing, it's just a downward spiral. But so why don't we look, like I've said before, why don't we look why we don't have the best healthcare system? Why do we look that the price of a one-bedroom apartment is $2,000 or more per month? Why are houses so expensive? Why are vehicles? I mean, pickups. For one thing, why would I want to buy a pickup when I could buy a nice Beamer or Mercedes or, you know, a lot of cars that are, you know, noted for being expensive? The pickup's more. Why is that? I mean, I'm all for the free market, but I don't understand how people can pay those things. I don't think in the long run they can. It's just like they get the payments down small enough, but you do it forever, maybe up to 8 years now. And it's just like, so what's that pickup worth, or, you know, vehicle worth when you get to the end? That's how the poor people do it. The rich people, I guarantee you, do not buy their vehicles that way. And I'm not going to get into that. I can tell you how they do it, but it's not that way. And but we need to educate the people. You know, it's just like, why do we do the education that we do in the public schools? Most of it, I mean, I agree with history and all that stuff, and basic math and reading and all that stuff. But why don't we have finance? Why don't we have with the latest technology? We should get in the 21st century. And the schools, basically, if you look back, and I've said this before, they haven't changed forever. And we're missing out. It's just like the other day, I think it was in Japan. Yeah, I think that's where I saw that. They don't have tests for the first 4 years in school. And they had all kinds of things. And actually, they had some of the highest scores for education, you know, the skills of what the students learn in the world. And it's like, why don't we see what's going on there and make that change over here or, you know, to this area? I mean, make it so it kind of works with the United States. But there's so many people out there leading, and we're not leading. We are falling behind so quickly. I think a lot of it's our leadership or lack of. We don't have leadership in the government. I think the only thing they have that they're concerned with is making sure their money keeps coming in for their families and themselves. And I'm not going to go any further than that. But the government does not have leaders. We have some people that are in government that are leaders, and I applaud them. But they're kind of drowned out by the other, or the things are blocked. You know, we continually do this Republican and Democrat. You know what? We're all the same people. And they all basically see, you know, think the same way. So why do we get so polarized? For one thing, they work on making it that way. And why we don't wake up and see that is kind of puzzling to me too. But you know, I guess I always say somebody should do something about that. I'm going to be one of them. And I've kind of had it. And I love the United States. I thought about for a while leaving. There's still times where I would consider moving to Italy. Italy on a lot of levels gets it. And there are places where they could probably improve, but every country could. But Italy is markedly, they just get it. And I never thought I would see that marked of difference. And, you know, like I've talked about their food is so much better. It's amazing the difference between here and there. But they don't allow all the chemicals and the stuff put into their food as we do here. and the drug companies. Excuse me. But so, but why do we, you know, big money talks in this country. And it's just like, we need to make sure. And I did see they were going to try and rein in the drug commercials on TV. I basically think they should be gone. Kind of like cigarette commercials. How are the, you know, basically tobacco was a drug. How is this any different? They'll say, oh, these are drugs. That it's like, these drugs, a lot of them hurt people. I mean, how many do you hear? It's like, side effect is death. And I told Cheryl the other day, it's like, how can something get passed that has a potential to kill somebody? That should never have gotten approved. You know, if it wasn't some money exchanging hands, I doubt that would have gotten approved. And they're just so in a hurry to get more drugs approved so they can, you know, the cash cow can keep on going. Why do you think they're doing, you know, they don't have COVID vaccines now as much. So now they're doing the RSV and all the other ones, trying to, and chicken, not chicken pox, but shingles. Oh my gosh. I took one of the two shingle shots. And I can tell you, I only took one. That was more than enough. My arm started shaking and it shook for quite a while. And I didn't take the second one. And I basically, after COVID, I won't take any medications. I will take an antibiotic. But that is about as much as I'm going to consider doing with drug companies. I don't trust them anymore. And one thing, when they lose trust of the people, they're not going to have a very bright future. Because I don't know if anybody, you know, I don't know. We'll just, time will tell. But getting back to, you know, being grateful. I am so grateful that I'm here, that I have electricity, I have heat. My sister was able to pay our electricity bill. So blessed on that. That I have a computer and everything to do this, that I'm able to talk to the world. You know, there's so many blessings. And I think we overlook how blessed we are, even now in this country, with all the things I was just saying, you know, that need to be looked at. But we still are. I mean, this house is amazing. I was blessed because actually the gentleman and his wife gave Cheryl and I this house. We bought some ground and he threw the house in. Didn't get any better than that. So, and driving a car that's, it's not new, but it's pretty nice. I'm got a nice shirt that I got in Vegas. I mean, some people have never been to Vegas. I've traveled and went to Italy. So there, I'm very blessed. Have food in the refrigerator. How would it be if you didn't have any family or anything like that, or even a refrigerator? I am so blessed. And have so much I'm so grateful for all the people who have stood up and helped Cheryl and I during this troubling, and this not troubling, but educational time. It has been very educational. Trying times that, you know, it was maybe painful, but not really physical pain. But we're that much stronger for it. And I have a firsthand what goes on when you go through this now, from credit cards to banks to insurance, all this stuff, to electric bills. It's been very interesting. And it's just going to add to my things that I can do going forward, because I will have firsthand experience of going through it. And that's always, it's a gift, because it may not seem like it at the time, but it's a gift, because it's nothing better than going through it yourself. And it's only made me stronger. So anything I face in the future will not seem as much. There's still plenty of things that can be trying. I've been pretty much healthy. I pray that Cheryl doesn't ever have cancer again. I mean, but if she does, we'll deal with it. I told her we have the 2025 coming up next year. She's had her stuff on the fives. It was 2015, 2005. I mean, she likes the fives. And I told her we're going to break that trend. And she agreed. But you just deal with it. I'm more able to deal with this stuff. Not easy, but I'm grateful that we have doctors around that I feel for having to deal with the Affordable Care Act and all the stuff that they have to on the other side, because it almost strangles them to do anything that they really probably went into the profession to help people. it's got to be frustrating on their side too. So, but yeah, don't be, you know, we can be very negative in this, you know, and just realize how blessed you are in this country and how much some people around the world don't even have a fraction. Just like I'm talking to this kid over in Ghana, and he's this awesome kid. And he just lost both of his parents. They were killed, and he's the oldest, and now he's got he's the head of the household with two sisters. And he will be up to the task. It won't be easy. I've been talking to him a lot at night, but he will. And it's just like, I can't imagine being put into that position of being basically kind of the head of the household and kind of a dad rather than a brother to his sisters. And he said he was uncomfortable. It's like, I bet you are uncomfortable. And I will do anything I can to help him. And right now it's just been, he's been the one to talk. And so there's always somebody out there that has it worse than you do. And but just be grateful, you know, next time and next Thanksgiving, be grateful for the day and the family and the food. And don't go do Black Friday. You know, we're supposed to have as much as we really need in this country. Why do we fall for Black Friday? It's material things. Material things don't buy happiness. They might buy it for a few minutes or a day or so, but it loses its novelty very quickly. And that's kind of what the, you know, they buy the newest thing, buy this, buy the big house. I mean, Cheryl and I went for a walk on Sunday, and some of these houses are unbelievable how big. And Cheryl's like, well, there are probably one or two people in those. Wouldn't it be nicer if, I mean, you could just have a pretty nice house and not have it so big. Go out and have a nonprofit. Go out and help the world. You know, go start a podcast. Go do something. The world's waiting for you. And I think I've gone on long enough. Just be grateful. And it's the only way to live. It truly is living when you're grateful for what you have, because you do appreciate what you have from family, friends on up. And family and friends, they're a great base for when you have the trials and tribulations of life, which we all have. And I know I put up a thing the other day. It's like, God, please help me with my anxiety. And I was amazed how many people responded to that. And we all have anxiety. There's always something that we don't know about, don't know what people are going through, that they're dealing with. And just pray for them. Pray for all of us that we can get through all those things together. So on that, I'm going to end there. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Until next time, take care and be blessed.